Vedanta procures happiness. Every human being tries to find peace and happiness in the world, yet none has succeeded in gaining it. Happiness is not something that you draw from the external world. For example, a person finds pleasure in smoking cigarettes, while another detests smoking. The cigarette, being the same, produces pleasure to one and pain to another. Again, one wants to divorce his wife. Another waits anxiously to marry her. The lady, being the same, produces sorrow to one and joy to the other. Hence, pleasure or pain, joy or sorrow is not inherent in the objects or beings of the world. They are in you, depending on how you relate to the world outside. Not realizing this truth, people try to use their body, mind and intellect to gain pleasure and joy from the world. The enjoyments gained therefrom are transient, impermanent. They pass away. While the true happiness lies within you, you will have to find it in your own self. The German philosopher, author Schopenhauer puts this idea succinctly. It is difficult to find happiness in oneself, but it is impossible to find it anywhere else. Vedanta guides you towards your inner self. Every human being is constituted of his supreme self within, enveloped by the material layers of the body, mind and intellect. People identify with their material components. They entertain themselves with the instant pleasures that these outer layers provide. Little do they realize that the happiness derived from them soon wears away. Hence, to find enduring happiness, you'll have to dwell deeper into your personality. Transcend the limitations of the body, mind and intellect. Get to the divine core of your personality and find the abode of absolute bliss.